Welcome to Hit Subscribe, a podcast by Recharge created to educate, inspire, and connect the subscription e-commerce space. We recently hosted ChargeX 2022, Recharge's annual user conference focused on the future of e-commerce, where we were able to sit down with merchants, partners, and industry veterans live on site to hear their biggest learnings of 2022 and how they are strategizing for growth into the future. I'm your host, Chase Alderton, so let's get into it.
Chelsea, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chase.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and Chelsea and Rachel.
Yes, so I am grateful to be here. I'm a co-founder of Chelsea and Rachel Company, and we are a full-service agency with strategy, leads into UX UI design, leads into custom development work, a lot in subscription for brands in the food, beverage, wellness, and beauty space.
That's amazing. One of our top agency partners in the Recharge Network, so we're very happy to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we are hanging out at ChargeX 2022. A lot of really interesting conversations happening, kind of blending the past and the future. Everyone is kind of tired of the whole COVID conversation. So we're looking forward, we're trying to figure out how are merchants now and how are customers battling this idea of subscription fatigue. So we'll start there. What's your idea of battling subscription fatigue?
Well, first off, I love looking forward. Like, I'm chief visionary at the agency, but it really is so important when you look at subscription fatigue is how would you deal with it as a user? Like, I buy lots of subscriptions and I'm over so many of them, right? But what makes it over it is usually there's no more surprise and delight. There's no more interest of something different and new. It's just the same thing all the time and it feels monotonous. So you really have to like combat that by adding in new details, whether it's a different insert or it's a surprise little gift of some sort, or it's like, hey, did you know this? Like, you want to make sure you're engaging with them just like a relationship. So I always like to even say that in terms of subscription ability needs to be like relationships, like in the sense of this is your relationship with your customer. How are you actually engaging that within a product? Are you saying like, how are you doing today? In like a weird way that makes sense for you as a brand, but those little things go a long way and the details really matter.
Absolutely. I likened a subscription to a relationship yesterday on an episode here. So I think the metaphor is landing a little bit.
Perfect.
That's very cool. I've always said that I think education is a big piece that people miss in subscriptions and in boxes. I think that's a really great piece for it. If you keep sending the same thing over and over again, there's an element that you can add in there of like, here's how to use this, or here's a creative way to make this different, or here's something that's kind of unique and interesting. And in your same metaphor, you know, if you're taking your date out to the same restaurant every week, it's going to get boring. It's going to get old.
Mm-hmm.
Freshen things up a little bit.
You do. And I think there's a balance, right? Because you also have people that love routine and love the same concept. Like I had a grandfather that would go to the same little cafe and have his coffee and eggs every morning or something. You know, you have like nostalgia, which is important to kind of have on consistency, but then you have to have interest of what still engages you, what is going to be. And we're in, you know, a post-pandemic-ish age where everybody is on screens all the time or has been and just inundated with it. Like there's a stat that your phone won't be more than 3 feet away from you for like the rest of your life. Like that's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's a lot. So if the only way to combat that is to really be like, to play both sides of that, like how do you have nostalgia of this is consistent, this is my product that's good all the time, and add in the fun of the creativity, like a relationship, like, hey, did you know about this? And I think it's really important as brands look ahead of this, that we also think larger of the impact of education. So you brought up education, that's so critical, but think in terms of like giving a gift, or think in terms of how can you pass this on or be generous. Like there's this component of just being good humans to good humans in a brand setup that's really important.
I think you're spot on. So then let's kind of take that next step. As big prophets as we are, we'll try to predict the future here. But how do you kind of fold this stuff in as we move forward into the rest of 2022, the second half? Is this a customer portal thing? Is this just as simple as adding something into your box and on your product? Like what are some solutions?
I think it's both. I think the best brands are the ones that look at their customer journey often and are always trying to figure out ways to improve it. White glove service is important, right? There's a reason people will pay more for fancy cars versus not, or fancy hotels versus not. You have to think of it in the same way though as your brand. Like how are you really engaging and caring within your space and what does that look like? And then delivering on that. So it really has to be twofold. Like you're sending a package to somebody on subscription. Can you add a little surprise and delight thing that makes it where, oh, I really do want to stay on this long term because this is something I look forward to rather than, oh, this is just another thing that's hitting my credit card.
So you said customer journey, customer experience. How often do those actually change? Is mm-hmm. Is a brand, should they be looking at this thing every couple of weeks, every couple of months, every year or so? Like, how quickly do you talk about, you know, the customer's supposed to do X, Y, Z, and they get to their next box and they do the next thing? Where are the lines there of how quickly you develop into the next thing?
Yeah, it's such a great question. So honestly, it's changed over time. Like, the pandemic made it change much faster because everyone is on their screens all the time and figuring out stuff, and you had to up-level your customer journey. I would say right now, though, it's kind of leveled out. You do need to relook at things. If you haven't looked at them often, then start in that 3-week cadence. If you have, and you know, kind of consistently, I would do like bi-monthly, like changeover and relook at things, especially as you're getting into different seasons. We have to remember, as humans, we're dealing with seasons in nature, right? There's seasons in e-commerce as well. So if we don't adapt our user flow to that, then we'll be missing out.
So then seasons is another really interesting one. Do you have to play a game of shipping based around seasons, or can you continue to work with your products and just kind of hope that they, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a product question.
Yeah.
Does the product kind of blend seasons, or do you need to blend seasons? Or is there something that you're trying to ride out and make sure that everything works out smoothly?
I think it's a case-by-case basis a little bit with each brand, because some are more seasonal than others, right? But I do think it's something that you have to be aware of. Shipping is always going to be a challenge within that. And we have to look at the components of what does that look like in terms of the seasons, right? Like, so in food and beverage, if you have a product line, let's say, that has chocolate, it's harder in the summer, right, on your shipping. So maybe you have to look at giving more lost cause to shipping at that point to keep your customer base, where in the winter it's not in the same scenario. But there's a lot of nuances in that. I think what's just really important for brands to think of, just as we as humans need to reset or have sleep or have different things, brands need to have some of that cadence too. Yes, you have an online D2C that can sell 24/7 and all of those pieces, but if you look at your sales, there's going to be spikes at different times of the day, just like there's going to be spikes in different seasons. And it's important to understand that and then put your foot on the gas when that time comes.
Putting your foot on the gas is such a good metaphor. That's what I was going to say. Is there a time where you're supposed to kind of pull back, take a week or so, and try to figure out what's our plan for the next 3 months? What's our plan for the next 6 months?
Yep.
You know, Black Friday is coming up. Obviously, not immediately, but you need to start planning for those kind of things in April, May, June to make sure you're ready for that. Are there moments where you're allowed to kind of pull your foot off the gas and then know that, okay, now it's time to go, let's put the foot back on the gas?
Yeah, I always say you need to be looking ahead strategically. And the brands that have done this best with us have done that in that cadence. So if they know this might be a slower cadence, or maybe they're waiting on some supply chain things, or it's just a lower time in business sales in general, then you have to restructure and look ahead at that so that you can make these pushes count. The beautiful thing with e-commerce is you can have sales skyrocket in a short amount of time if done properly, but you got to do the planning beforehand. And people think the planning sometimes is what they can skate by on, and really that's so important. Planning and strategy ahead of this is what makes the brands that really succeed successful apparent to the ones that are just trying things and testing it out.
It's such a good point. I want to double down on it really quickly. We live in the social media world where you post something on social media, whatever it is, and everyone thinks, oh, you're an overnight success. But you don't see that 6 to 12 months prior that you were planning the strategy, figuring things out, and A/B testing. Mm-hmm. So when the time comes, it looks like it was an overnight success, but it really has been strategy and planning all along. And I think that's where you're thriving, as you'll see, Rachel.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the key thing that we started from the beginning. We've been in business over 7 years. And when Rachel and I started it, and now we've grown to 30 staff members, it's based on that piece. Like, strategy needs to be, and the planning needs to be, what impacts UX, UI design, and custom development. If you don't do that, then you're literally just jumping over something and you're going to cause more problems in the future. And I know every brand that's listening to this, if they have like components, everyone has a story of some web or dev issue or problem in tech that's broken. But usually that has come from a poor pre-planning purpose. There's always going to be things that happen. Right. But if you can plan ahead and have like a strategy for the different scenarios, it makes it a lot easier.
Final question. We're talking a lot about second half of 2022. How do you see everything changing? Do you think supply chain is getting better, getting worse? What do you think some of the problems or some of the solutions are going to be in the second half of this year?
Ooh, great question. I think there are some things that are getting worse just based on needs, costs, inflation. All of that is a lot in the economy, and that impacts everything, right? But I also think there's a lot of opportunity. In every historical downturn, there has been so much opportunity. This is when people shine. I think it's also more opportunity for humans to shine on a leadership level and an ability to actually like take their brand to the next level and not let the pressures like crush them. It's easy for anybody in a bull market or in all these things to just sell. Like, we saw this this huge spike in subscription, right? You could put something online, sell it for during the pandemic.
It's just going
to
sell.
It's just going to sell. But that's not the case now. Like, that's a great run. We need to be like, have the learnings for them. But the consistency factor is what's really important. And the subscriptions that are consistent and talking to their customers often and re-engaging with them, they are the ones that are winning. And they're winning by like significant numbers to back it.
Absolutely. I think it's a fantastic way to close. Very optimistic. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chase.
We'd like to thank Chelsea once again for joining us. If you're interested in Chelsea and Rachel, you can head over to chelseaandrachel.com. If you're interested in Hit Subscribe, you can head over to rechargepayments.com/hitsubscribe.